请各位先低头，我们做祷告。
Shall we pray？
天父，我们都安静在你的面前，要等候你自己的话语，巴不得你的灵这个时候自由运行在我们中间。主啊，我们一天的疲倦，求你把我们除去。主啊，求你赐给我们有足够的精神，使我们真是能够像玛利亚一样安静在主的脚前，来领受那个上好的福分。主，求你亲自教导我们。主啊，你关闭人的思想与人的话语，愿圣灵能够向我们每个人的心中说话。主啊，带进我们的心中。主啊，叫我们的心被你的话所得到，所占据。主，叫我们能够用信心的接受你的话是那样的真实。主啊，一点不含糊。主啊，叫我们也能够用一个最单纯的信心来接受你的言语，好让你的话在我们的生命当中发出亮光，能够成为我们的力量。我们愿意安静在主面前把这个时间奉献给你。我们再次求你赐给讲的翻译的有受教的舌头，也赐给我们听的有受教的耳朵，叫我们能分辨你的话语。主，给我们的灵引导我们进入你的真理。我们同心地献上祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督圣名。啊，这几堂来我们一直在把我们的思想中心摆在主再来的问题上面。
These few series of sermons, we have paid attention to the second coming of Christ.
我们已经提到了主再来的真确性。
We already mentioned the reality of the second coming of Christ.
那是关于预言的问题。
And that related to prophecy.
我们看见了旧约怎么说法，新约怎么说法，以及现在整个世代的光景。
And we looked through Old Testament, New Testament, and current events.
虽然主再来是一个奥秘，
Even though the second coming of Christ is a mystery，
但是预言却好像灯照在暗处，是那么的明确。
But the prophecy is just like a light shining in a dark place.
我们已经抓住了主再来的精确性。
And we already grasped the reality of the second coming of Christ.
早上我们也提到主再来的必要性。
And in this morning, we talked about the necessity of the second coming of Christ.
主一定要再来吗？
Is it true that the Christ will come?
是的，主必定要再来。
Yes, yes, he will come again.
因为万物要复兴。
Because he will restore everything.
因为选民要得救。
Because his chosen people will be saved.
因为信徒要得赎。
Because his people will be redeemed.
若是主不再来，这些事情都不能成就。
And if Jesus Christ will come, will not come again, all these will not be accomplished.
今天晚上我们跟各位进一步的思想到。
Evening, we want to go further.
主既然必然再来，
that Jesus Christ will come again.
那主再来做什么呢？
What is he going to do when he comes?
到底我们考虑一下，主再来有什么？他的作为在什么地方？
And what is his function for his second coming?
这是个很重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
主耶稣第一次来，第一次降临是道成肉身来到世界上。
The first time when Jesus came, the Word was made flesh.
他做什么呢？
What did he do?
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Jesus Christ came to save the sinners.
这是主的工作。
That was Jesus' work.
主耶稣拿着牧羊的拐杖来要给羊的生命。
He used the rod to shepherd the sheep so they can have more abundant life.
他不但要给人的生命，要给更丰盛的生命。
Not only he will give them life, but he will give them life more abundantly.
他要把我借着这个丰盛的生命，然后把我们丰丰富富带进他的国度里面去。
And use this abundant life, he will shepherd us richly into his kingdom.
但是主耶稣第二次降临。
But when the second coming of Christ,
他有他很重要的功课，工作要做。
And he has a very important task.
这是一个我们基督徒一个很重要的课题。
And this is a very important lesson for all Christians.
我们要揣摩这件重要的事。
We must go after these things.
所以今天晚上跟各位思想到，就主再来的警惕性。
So this evening, I want to tell you about the warning or the alertness of the second coming of Christ.
这是关于审判的问题了。
And this is related to the judgment.
主再来的准确性是关于预言的问题。
The reality of Christ's coming related to prophecy.
主再来的必要性是关于救恩的问题。
The necessity of the second coming is related to salvation.
主再来的警惕性，那就关于审判的问题了。
So the warning of the second coming of Christ, the alertness of the second coming of Christ is related to judgment.
是审判。我们来看看一节一节的圣经，在雅各书第五章第九节。
Let's read the book of James, 5th chapter, 9th verse.
在新约第333面。
In my Bible, it's 1000, page 1304.
雅各书第五章第九节。
Book of James, 5th chapter, 9th verse.
啊，我们中文圣经的翻译把那意思翻出来了。
And the Chinese translation is much better than the English.
虽然那个主这个字旁边加点了。
Even though there are dots next to the word Lord,
但是那个是真正也是一个实际的意思。
Actually, it's the true meaning.
我们一起念第九节。
Shall we read it together?
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前了。这里讲到审判的主站在门前了。
Here is the Lord of Judgment standing at the door.
他叫我们不要彼此埋怨。
He says, do not grumble against each other.
他免得我们受审判。
So that we will be judged.
他审判的主已经站在门前了。
The Lord of Judgment is standing at the door.
耶稣第一次道成肉身降临是做救主。
The first time when Lord came to this world, he was a savior.
他要做拯救的工作。
He wants to save the people.
但是主耶稣第二次降临是要做审判的主。
But the second coming of Christ, he will be the Lord of Judgment.
他要施行审判。
He will carry out his judgment.
主第一次来是拿着牧羊的拐杖。
The first time he came, used the rod to shepherd his sheep.
但主耶稣第二次降临是拿着铁杖。
But the second time he will be holding the rod of iron.
这是审判的工作。
This is the judgment work.
他到底审判谁呢？
Who is he going to judge?
早上我们念一段圣经是说，主第二次降临与罪无关。
So this morning we read a verse that he will be coming the second coming Christ not to bear sin.
既然与罪无关，还有什么可审判的呢？
So it's not related to sin. Then who is he going to judge? What he is going to judge?
这个审判乃主要做清理的工作。
Because he's going to clean his house.
他要把它清理好了，然后才把我们带进那最后的一个阶段。
He wants to clean us all up. Then he will.Lead us to the final destination.
到底审判谁？审判对象是谁呢？
What are the objects of his judgment?
审判对象是所有全人类的审判。
All nations.
我们看一节圣经在，在彼得前书第四章十七节。
First Peter, fourth chapter.
在雅各书的后面，彼得前书第四章。第十七节在圣经新约圣经三百三十九面。
And 17th verse in my Bible is page 1309.
这一节圣经就告诉我们主耶稣做审判的一个对象是谁。
So here it says the object of his judgment.
第十七节说，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God.
这是一件事情。
This is one thing.
审判要从神的家起手。
And judgment to begin with the family of God.
第二件事。
Secondly,
若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
这个不是一个问号。
This is not a question mark.
如何结局呢？不是问号，乃是感叹号。
Actually, it's an exclamation mark.
意思说我们在神的家基督徒都要受审判，何况那一些不信的人更要受更大的审判。
And it means the family of God will be judged, and the other people who do not believe will be judged even more severely.
你是给我们看到审判谁呢？第一方面看到审判神的家。
So the object of God's judgment is from the family of God first.
就是今天教会。
That represent the church of today.
耶稣基督再来要把开始审判教会。
So first he will judge the church.
教会要受什么审判呢？
What kind of judgment the church has to go through?
圣经里面提到有七种的审判。
In the Bible there are seven judgments.
这七种审判，第一种审判是罪恶的审判。
The first judgment is judgment of sin.
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
所以这个死应该是我们该受的一种的最后的一种的审判。
So therefore, this judgment it should be coming falling on us because we are sinners.
那什么感谢主
？But praise God.
救恩乃是个代替的一个救恩。
So therefore, God has bought our sin. He has taken our place.
罪的工价是死，我们应该受死的审判，但是耶稣为我们受审判。
The wage of sin is death, sure. So all of us should be under the condemnation of death, but because of Jesus has bore our sins.
所以世人罪恶审判已经耶稣担当了。
Because Jesus has bore our sins, he has already took the judgment.
主耶稣在十字架上讲七句话。
And he said seven words before he died.
这七句话当中有一句话最悲哀、最悲惨的话。
And one of the sentences was the most tragic.
我就是耶稣一生当中所讲的最悲惨的话，就那一句。
And the most tragic thing he said was this.
他说：“我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我
？”My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣这句话没有说我的父啊，父啊，没有说父啊，是我的神啊。
He didn't say my father, but he said my God, my God.
在那个极限情况当中，耶稣一生已经脱离了父子的关系。
Because in that instant, his relationship was cut off from the heavenly Father.
耶稣不能再说我的父啊，父啊，不是。
He cannot call God my Father.
这个关系断绝了。
The relationship was cut off at that instant.
因为耶稣就在十字架上成了世界上最大的罪。
Because on the cross he bore all the sin of the world.
他不是最大的罪人，乃是最大的罪。
He was not the biggest sinner, yet he bore the greatest sin for us.
因为他担当了世人的罪。
Because he bore all of us sin.
所以神都离弃他。
So therefore God forsook him.
那是耶稣最悲惨的一个经验。
And it was the most tragic moment of Jesus' life.
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我
my God, why have you forsaken me?
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣替我们担当了罪。
Because Jesus has took all of our sin on himself.
全世界这人的罪都归在耶稣一个人身上。
All the sin of this world concentrated on Jesus.
因此神的震怒在耶稣身上。
Because then God's curse was on him.
所以耶稣说我渴了。
And Jesus said, I thirst.
为什么渴？
Why was he thirst?
不但是身体的渴。
Not only physical thirst.
耶稣为我们受过地狱的火的苦刑。
Because he went through the fire under the ground for us.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣说成了。
But we praise God, he said, it is finished, it is done.
他成功了救赎的工作。
Because he has accomplished the salvation.
这个是圣经里面第一个的审判，就是罪恶的审判。
So this is the first judgment, the judgment of sin.
第二种审判是良心的审判。
The second judgment is judgment of conscience.
圣经里面告诉我们，良心责备我们。
The conscience warns us.
我们常常受良心的审判。
And a lot of times the conscience bothers us.
第三种审判是万民的审判。
The third judgment is judgment of all the nations.
那主耶稣带着众圣徒来到地上，要在坐在宝座上来审判列国万民。
And this is when he comes to the seat of judgment to judge all the nations.
第四种审判是选民的审判。
The fourth judgment is judgment of the chosen people.
那就是耶利米先知所说的那个雅各家造乱的日子。
This is in Jeremiah 30th chapter. It says, "The day of the Jacob shall judge."
所以神的选民的审判。
And it's to the people, chosen people of the of God, the Jewish people.
第五种的审判是要审判天使。
The fifth judgment is to the angels.
我们基督徒有一天我们要与主一同审判天使。
And as the Christians, one day we will be with Christ to judge the angels.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们为什么要在不信的人面前？在那里啊，控告我们弟兄姊妹呢
？Why should we grumble against our brother?
啊，你不知道我们将来要审判天使吗
？We would judge angels in the future.
那是第五种天审判，天使审判。
And this is the sixth. This is the fifth type of judgment.
还有一个人类最后的审判是白色大宝座的审判。
And the last judgment is before the white throne.
那是人类最后的结局。
And this is the last great judgment we will have.
还有一个审判。
Another one.
就是基督台前的审判。
And another judgment is before the seat of judgment.
这就是神家的审判。
It's in from the family of God.
主耶稣再来有经过两个阶段。
And when the second coming of Christ in two sections.
一个阶段好像晚上夜间的贼一样。
One time is like the thief at night.
就是主耶稣从宝座下来到空中。
It's from the throne he came to the mid-air.
然后第二个阶段呢，从空中带着众圣徒到地上。
And then the second time, from the mid-air, he took all these things come to the ground.
那就好像闪电一样的过去。
Just like a twinkle of an eye.
很快的就来了。
Very quick.
所以圣经里面用两种来形容耶稣的主耶稣降的降临。
And so the Bible uses two descriptions about the second coming of Christ.
好像贼一样是第一个阶段。
Like a thief coming to the night, the first.
好像闪电一样是第二个阶段。
Twinkle of an eye, like a lightning.
主耶稣的来的第一个阶段到了空中。
The first time he came to the mid-air.
然后他在那里升了一个宝座，一个宝座。
And it's a judgment of Christ.
这个叫做基督台前的一个基督台。
And it's a, in the English, it's the seat of judgment.
这一个势必就是要来审判这个教会。
And this is to for the church.
当他这个台一审判好了以后，就把教会提上去了。
And after he judges, then he will rapture the church.
所以教会被提到空中。
So he raptured the church to the mid-air.
我们就要站在基督的台前。
And we will be standing before the seat of judgment.
主耶稣要在审在那里审判你我每一个人。
And Jesus Christ will judge you and I.
到底审判什么呢？
What is he going to judge us about?
既然与罪无关，还审判什么呢？
Even if we're not related to sin, what is he going to judge us about?
审判两样东西。
Two things.
第一件
First,
工作的审判
that he will judge us for our works.
第二是生活的审判
Second, he will judge us for our life.
我们来看看这几处圣经
Let us read the Bible.
这个所以审判就是说我们在神里面在主面前要交账
That means we have to give account of ourselves before the Lord.
我们的主面前要被清理
We must get rid of our dirty spots and other things and cut off the useless parts.
然后来决定我们是到底得赏赐呢，还是受亏损。
So we can see that whether we get a reward or we should suffer loss.
有人说基督徒要受患，要经过大灾难。
And some people said that the Christians will go through tribulation.
因为没有得胜。
Because they have not overcome.
所以要受大灾难。
So they will go through tribulation.
然后在大灾难里面要练练的干净啊。
So during the tribulation, they'll be refined.
我们受的苦已经够了。
I think we have suffered enough.
如果是大战能够叫我们得胜，那今天我们应该得胜了。
If a tribulation can make us overcomers, today we should be overcomers.
所以那一个的主张说，那个被提是都是是灾后被提的，就是原因。
That's why a lot of people say we should be raptured after the tribulation.
或者是多次被提的。
Or we will be raptured several times.
等你受到苦难以后好一点，那么再被提。
And after the tribulation, you're a little better, then you get raptured.
神没这样做法。
God never did this.
基督徒在的要显明我们是好是不好，是在基督台前的判断。
And when we are judged, it's before the judgment seat of Christ.
你得胜了，你得赏赐。
If you have overcome, you will be rewarded.
你不得胜吗？就要受亏损。
And if you have not, you if you are not overcome, then you suffer loss.
所以那一个分别是分别在基督台前的分别。
So the distinguish, the difference is before the judgment seat of Christ.
神不是要我们在地上在这个患难，然后叫我们得胜。
God does not want us to go through the tribulation and then see whether we overcome or not.
到主再来的时候，一切都定局了，一切恩典都定了。
When Jesus Christ comes again, everything is all done.
基督徒没有什么可改变的了。
And we cannot do anything anymore, can't change anymore.
死人复活，活的人身体改变就已经定型了。
And all the people who believed and died, they will be resurrected. All the people who are living, they will be changed.
好坏已经定局了。
Whether you're good or bad, it's already set.
没有机会叫我们再改变了。
No chance to change it anymore.
我们带着我们那个形象到主台前来。
And we just come before the judgment seat of Christ.
那主要帮我们看看。啊，你的工作如何？你的生活如何
？And God is going to see how is your work, how is your life.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians the third chapter.
哥林多前书第三章第十节到十五节。
First Corinthians third chapter.
从第十节念到十五节。
From 10th to the 15th verse.
新约圣经231面。
My Bible is page 1224.
这段圣经重要，所以我们一起念。
It's very important, so shall we read it all together carefully?
这是关于工作的审判。
This is talking about the judgment of work.
基督徒好像一个工程师一样。
And as a Christian, we are like engineers.
我们要把根基建在基督耶稣的身上。
We must build the foundation of Christ.
然后我们再建筑。
Then we'll build on top of that.
就是我们的侍奉，我们的工作。
This is our ministry, our work.
第十节我们一同念。
Shall we read it together, verse 10?
我就照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基。有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木合接在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将要他显明量出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。这里讲到第十二节，第十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能够立别的根基。第十二节，若有人用金银宝石草木合接在根基上建造，个人的工程必要显露，因为那日子必要将它表明出来。
In the 11th verse says, For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. 12th verse, If any man builds on his foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is.
个人的工程
His work, everyone's work,
必然显露
And his work will be shown.
显露在哪里
Where does it show?
显露在基督台前
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
第十四节，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就得赏赐。
And if what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.
人的工程若被烧了，那么他就要受亏损。
But if it is burned up, he will suffer loss.
那注意一件事情，他仍然可以得救。
Pay attention, he is still saved.
自己却要得救。
He himself will be saved.
这跟得救没有关系。
This is has no relationship with salvation.
我们信耶稣得救了，是得救了。
When we believe in Jesus, we are saved. We are saved. We have the salvation.
一次得救，永远得救。
Once you're saved, you're saved forever.
但是他被烧了的工程，虽然得救，却好像从火里经过一样。
But his work will be burned up. Even though that he himself will be saved, yet only as one escaping through flames.
另外这段圣经大家很熟，我不念，在马太福音第二十五章。
In the book of Matthew, it's a very familiar verse.
那你讲到耶稣，讲到有一个王要回出外去，然后就叫三个仆人来，一个给他五千，一个给他两千，一个给他一千。
The parable of the talents, and he gave 5,000 to this man, 2,000 to this man, 1,000 talents to another man.
然后这王回来了，就叫这三个仆人来交账。
And when the king comes back and wanted the servant to give account of himself,
那五千的赚五千，两千赚两千，一千的就把钱埋在起来。
And the 5,000 talents he multiplied and he got 10. So did the 2,000, but the 1,000 buried his talent in the ground.
那也是关于工作的问题。
And this is also related to the work.
那么这两段的圣经就告诉我们一件事：当主再来的时候，我们要在神的面，要主的面前，要交工作的账。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ comes again, we must give account ourselves in our ministry, in our work.
我们要受工作的审判。
We must have a judgment of our works.
这里这两段圣经，我们看见主在看写工作的态度。
So Jesus is looking at the attitude of our work.
这一方面看，好像以用工程来做比喻。
And he uses it as a laying foundation or engineers.
我们的工作好像一个工程师在那个根基上面建造。
And our work is like a wise engineer trying to build on the foundation of Christ.
那根基是耶稣基督。
The foundation is Christ.
那表明我们一个重生得救基督徒有神的生命，主耶稣的生命。
Therefore, as a saved person, we have a new life in us.
我们要这个生命是要叫我们去工作的。
And our life is to work for Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒在神的家里面有两种身份。
And we have a double identity.
一种是儿子的身份。
One type is we are the son of God.
我们与神是一个父子的关系。
And the relationship between father and son.
我们尽量享受神的恩典。
And we enjoy the richness, the blessings of the Lord.
我们另外的身份是仆人的身份。
Another identity we have is as a servant.
我们与神是一个主仆的关系。
And it's master to a servant.
我们要顺服主人，做我们的工作。
We must be obedient to the master for what we want to do.
这个工程就是表明我们在神面前的侍奉，我们的工作。
And this represents what we do before God, our ministry, and how we obey God.
神没看见的工程的多大，不是。
God did not see how great is your work.
他没看到工程的大与小。
He did not see the greatness or smallness of your work.
他没看到工程到底经得起经不起火的试验。
But he looks whether this can go through fire or not.
这有两种的本质是工程的一个本质。
And there are two essences in this work.
一种是金银宝石的。
One is gold and silver and precious stone.
一种是草木禾秸的。
Another is wood, stubborn straw.
所建筑的高度可能一样。
Maybe the height is the same.
所建筑的广度可能一样。
Maybe the width is the same.
但是不同的是一种经过火的试验而存在，一种经过火就被焚烧了。
But the difference is one can go through fire and still survive. The other one will perish in the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们面临这个审判。
Brothers and sisters, all of us will face this kind of judgment.
道理，你希望你有一天在主的台前，你要被焚烧呢，还是能够存留得住呢？
You have two choices before the judgment seat of Christ. You want to be burned up, or you want to be survived like the gold, silver, or costly stones.
如果你用草木禾秸的，绝对被烧的。
If you use wood, hay, or straw, definitely you will be burned up.
如果你想能够存留得住而得赏赐，你必须要用金银宝石建造。
But if you want to survive and have reward, you must use gold, silver, and costly stones.
那什么是叫金银宝石？
What does it mean by gold, silver, and costly stones?
什么叫做草木禾秸？
What does it mean by wood, hay, and straw?
圣经往往把金银宝石是在代表神性的东西。
And usually the Bible uses gold and silver represents God.
草木禾秸往往代表人性的东西。
And the wood, hay, and the straw usually represents man's faith.
我们侍奉主。
We minister. We work for God.
是按照我们人的本性去侍奉。
Do we minister the word of God? Do we work for God according to our own flesh?
我们按照我们的兴趣侍奉。
We according to our own interest.
我们按照我们的嗜好侍奉。
We according to our own hobby.
我们按照我们所喜欢做的，我们做；不喜欢的，我们就不做。
According to what we like, we do. According to what we don't like, we don't do.
我们按照我们的情绪的高低去侍奉。
And we serve God according to our mood. When our mood is good, we do it. When our mood is bad, we don't do it.
我们凭着我们自己的那个才能，我们的智慧，我们的聪明去做。
And we use our intellect, use our talent, use our own method to work to minister in the church.
凡是出于人意的东西。
Everything from our flesh, from the human being.
凡是出于人本性的东西。
From the essence, from our human body.
你的工作多大？
How big is your work?
先看这个是草木禾秸。
In God's eye, it's wood, straw, and hay.
我们要检讨我们自己，我们侍奉主到底是用我们自己的意思侍奉吗？
Let us examine ourselves. How do we serve our Lord?
我在说，神不看我们的工作大小。
God does not see how big our work, how small our work.
神看我们的工作到底是不是按照神的心意去做。
God looks upon whether we really do the work after the light of God's heart.
我们来以前的第一个礼拜六，我们的教会的青年团体的聚会，给我一个题目讲。
Before I came here, and our youth group gave me a topic.
它是正确的侍奉。
And the topic was the correct ministry.
我给他们一把钥匙。
And I give them a key.
用正确侍奉一把钥匙。
And I give them a key for the correct ministry.
这钥匙是什么呢？
What is the key?
就在马太福音所说的，你们不要侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Do not serve God and serve mammon.
你们要侍奉神与侍奉马门，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
You cannot serve God and serve mammon. A man cannot serve two gods.
耶稣在旷野受试探的时候，牧鬼把万国万国荣华都摆在耶稣面前，说：“你拜我一下，我把这些都给你。”
And when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the devil showed him all the things of the world, say, "Just bow down and before me, everything will be yours."
主耶稣说：“要敬拜主你的神，要单单的侍奉他。”
AndJesus said to him, "You should worship the Lord and serve Him only."
这个是正确侍奉的钥匙。
This is the key of correct ministry.
对神要专，对神要纯。
So to God we must be concentrated, we must be pure and direct.
然后我给他一个门，一道门。
Then I give them a door.
有了钥匙就给他一道门。
I give him a door.
这道门什么门呢
？What is the door?
要把自己献上。
And to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
要献上。
To give ourselves, dedicate ourselves.
保罗说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
So Paul said in the book of Romans, I urge you, brothers.
保罗没有说我命令你们，没有。
Paul didn't say, I order you.
我以神的慈悲、神的爱劝你们。
He said, I urge you, brethren, in the view of God's mercy.
那就是施加尝过高深的爱。
He has already tasted the beautiful things that Jesus Christ has.
我用神这个爱劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
He said that in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
你要侍奉神要有正确的工作，是要把先把自己献上。
First, if you have the correct ministry, first you must give yourself to God as a living sacrifice.
成为活的祭。
And a living sacrifice.
让主做主权。
Let God rule over you.
你献上你自己。
Offer yourself to God.
这个是侍奉的正确侍奉的一道门。
This is the correct door of ministry.
有了钥匙，进了一道门。
You have a key. You have a door. You enter the door.
然后给他一条路走。
Then you have a way.
什么路
？What kind of way?
那个人要跟从我，要舍己。
And if any man follow me, should deny yourself.
天天背起十字架跟从我。
Every day bear your cross and follow me.
不是背耶稣的十字架。
It's not to bear Jesus' cross.
天天背起他的十字架，自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
Daily bear your cross.
那是一个牺牲。
This is a sacrifice.
你要侍奉的时候要牺牲。
If you wanted to serve Lord, you must sacrifice.
牺牲我的意志，牺牲我的情感，牺牲我的嗜好。
To sacrifice my hobby, to sacrifice my emotion, to sacrifice my own will.
我们今天侍奉神不是做我所喜欢的。
To minister, to serve God is not just to do what we want to do, what we like to do.
我们侍奉神乃是喜欢我们所做的。
But we serve God, we love to do it because God loves it.
神所交付给我的我不喜欢。
God wants me to do, maybe I do not like it.
我所不喜欢是神教出来的，我应该做，我当然做。
Even though this is what I don't like, but if God wants me to do, I do it gladly.
神给我的，我没有兴趣，你没兴趣做。
God gives me, I don't have interest to do it.
否决你的兴趣。
Then deny your interest.
否决你的那个嗜好。
Then deny your hobbies.
否决你所喜欢的。
And deny what you like.
否定你的情绪的支配
，and deny the emotional up and downs in your life，
把你自己完全否决
，and deny yourself。
一个懂得在神面前否决自己的，就得到自己。
And if you know how to deny yourself, you have yourself before the Lord。
也是说，凡是牺牲，把上掉自己生命，要得着生命。
And Jesus said, those of you because of my sake lose your life, you shall have life。
所谓上是生命，乃是否决自己。
Well, what he meant to lose your life is to deny yourself.
否决自己，然后你就能够找到自己。
Then if you deny yourself, you'll find yourself.
所以十字架有一个这样的形状。
So therefore, the cross has a sign like that.
是否决自己。
To cross ourselves.
这样你的侍奉、你的工作、你所做的虽然那么的微小，但是仍然是金银宝石的。
So even though you deny yourself, whatever you do is so small, insignificant maybe in your eyes, yet it's gold, silver, precious stone in God's eyes.
在教会里面有一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
In the church, there are some older people.
他常常告诉我，他们说我没用处，我没用。
And a lot of time they said to me, Pastor Kang, I can't do anything. I'm old.
这些年轻人很有用处，我没用。
All these young people, they can do a lot. I'm old. I can't do anything.
他说我只能做一件事。
I can only do one thing.
什么事啊？祷告。
What is it? Pray.
啊，我要家里面为神的仆人们祷告，为教会祷告，为各样的事情祷告。
I pray for God's servant. I pray for the church. I pray for many things.
我说那个是神看为宝贵的。
I said it's precious before God's eyes.
侍奉主，这主的工作不一定是像马太一样的那忙忙碌碌，不一定。
Not necessary to serve God just like Martha worked very hard in the kitchen.
你所做的是坐在神的身上，是按照神的意思做。你所做任何的人看为极卑微的，那个在神看来是金银宝石的。
Whatever you do after God's own heart. Even though it's such a humble thing, like mopping the floor, yet it's precious before God's eyes.
现在每个礼拜天中午，我们的午餐是做那个 sandwich.
Every Sunday we'll have sandwich in our church.
谁走呢？
Who's going to make it?
姊妹团体走啊。
So the sisters fellowship do it.
于是我们又看见一个老人家，他就在身体软弱，所以我们安排他做这个事情。
So one time that we saw our older sister, she's very weak, so we didn't, you know, have her to do the lunches.
他就打电话给我，哎，为什么最近没有安排我做 sandwich 呢？
So she called me. She said, Pastor Kang, how come they didn't ask me to do the sandwiches?
他说你最近身体不好。
So I said, because you're not in very good health.
他说我身体不好 ，sandwich 我都可以做吧。
She said, yes, I'm weak, but yet I can make sandwiches.
还有这样的心来服侍神、服侍人。
But she has a heart to serve the Lord, to serve the people.
这个啊，虽然做 sandwich 这么简单的东西，在是做在神的身上，仍然是被看为金银宝石的。
Even though it's such a humble thing to make sandwiches, but before God, it's like gold and silver.
神不是单单看重在讲台上能够还能够叫人那些传道人。
Yes, God does not only look at the people who can stand on the pulpit and scream and shout and preach.
我们不可否认许多传道人我们所做的工作是草木合接的。
And we cannot deny many of the ministers, the work would be wood, hay, and stubble.
我前几天在 Los Angeles.
Few days ago, I was in Los Angeles.
他们在谈话的时候谈起一件事情。
And when they were talking, they talk about one thing.
我从来没听过。
I never heard it before.
他是一个传道人到这讲道。
And he heard, they said that one minister went to preach.
于是有教会请他讲道，他说你给我多少钱
？And the minister said, how much are you going to pay me?
是为了多少钱去讲道
？And he want to preach because how much money he was going to get.
他能够讲得到，都得惊天动地到，在神面前那是草木合接的。
Even though he can really move the mountain, shift the heavens, yet his sermons would be wood, hay, or straw before God.
我们今天真的会讲台湾话是吧
？You know, some of you can speak Taiwanese.
我讲一句台湾话，你们听得懂听不懂
？And he's going to speak something in Taiwanese.
地热天浓浓，春华莫输光啊！我告诉你，它地很深，地很深。
The ground is very deep.
他说：“都谁跌下去呢？那些做牧师的跌下去。
”Who's gonna drop into the hole? The pastor is gonna drop into the hole.
有人说做牧师人很本事啊。
A lot of people say to be a pastor you must be very capable.
他说：“舌尖是天堂，舌头。
”Oh, he said the tongue is the heaven.
但是脚尖是地狱。
But the toe is the hell.
意思讲得很动听，讲得很好。
And that means that he can really speak very eloquently.
他所讲的是天上的信息。
And what he says is the heavenly message.
对他所行出来的那是地的样子。
But he walked on the way to hell.
难怪地要天隆隆，春把我输光了。
Well, can't blame him. All the holes will be filled with some of the pastors.
所以，我们不要认为哦，这人做大事，神不看重大小。
Don't give you this misunderstanding that only the one who do big things that God will bless.
神要看到底你所做的是不是按照神的心意做。
And God will see whatever you do is after God's own heart.
讲得再严重一点。
More seriously.
一个出于仁义的可以说出于魔鬼意思。
Another hand, from human point of view, from man's flesh, the will, it's from Satan.
魔鬼不怕我们侍奉。
You know, Satan does not worry whether we work in a church or not.
魔鬼鼓励我们到礼拜堂去啊。
Satan would encourage us to go to the church.
魔鬼叫我们去侍奉哦。
Satan would encourage us to serve.
来彰显自己。
To magnify ourselves.
那是魔鬼的作为。
This is the Satan's work.
彼得对耶稣认识那么清楚，耶稣说你是一个，你是不是天不是地，人告诉你是天上启示你的。彼得那么的对主那么清楚。
You know, Peter followed Jesus so closely, and Jesus told him, "This is really revelation from heaven to you."
但是当主耶稣说我要被就是文士、法利赛人钉十字架上，我死，然后三天复活。
Then Jesus told him that the scribes and the Pharisees will nail him on the cross, and 3 days later he'll be resurrected.
彼得抓住耶稣。
And Peter grabbed Jesus.
主啊，这件事万不得轮到你身上。
Oh, Jesus, you can never do this. Will never happen to you.
彼得好像很爱耶稣。
Peter looked at like though he was really in love with Jesus.
他不舍得耶稣上十字架。
He could not let Jesus go up to the cross.
你是我的主，是我的夫子，怎么可以上十字架呢
？You are my teacher, my rabbi. How can you go up to the cross?
主啊，万不得轮到你身上。
Oh no, never, never this.
耶稣说：“撒旦，退后面去。”
And Jesus says, Satan, go behind me.
你只体贴人的意思。
You only go after man's will.
你不听见神的意思。
You do not know God's will.
所以人的意思往往是魔鬼意思的一个代名词。
Therefore, actually, this is the Satan's meaning is behind man's flesh will.
然而在火当中已经被烧掉。
And we cannot say we can help it. It will be burned up.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
我们侍奉主。
When we serve the Lord.
好好校对我们。那个正确不正确
We must readjust our priority to see what is pleasing to God.
我们热心侍奉主，到底我们是出于仁义，还是按照神的意思？
We serve the Lord, is it because our own flesh will, or is it because God's delight?
今天不分辨不出来。
Today we do not know.
但是在基督台前要分得清清楚楚。
But one day we'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Everything will be revealed.
这些工程在火里面，永远不能够啊。
All these things, if it's not true, it will be burned up.
趁着今天
And today we have this time.
我们等候预备迎见主
We wait, prepare ourselves to meet our Lord.
重新校对你我的心意的侍奉
So let us readjust our attitude towards our ministry, our work in the church.
这是哥林多前书这里所讲的工程，那个工程的问题是按照工程来形容。
This is what the 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter talk about, the work, the ministry.
但是在马太福音二十五章讲的是注重忠心的问题。
And in the book of Matthew, it's talking about the faithfulness.
神没有看见我们要赚多少。
God didn't really care how much money we were going to make.
五千赚五千够了。
Five talents, get more five talents, it's enough.
两千赚两千够了。
2,000 by 2,000, it's enough.
一千赚一千也够了。
1,000, get another 1,000, maybe it's enough.
可惜得很，那个一千的把它埋起来，他不做。
Pitiful, the one with the 1,000 talents, he buried his talents.
那个两千赚两千，五千赚五千的，在主的面前是一样的看法。
But the 5,000 talents and the 2,000 talents the same before God.
虽然他有一万，他只有四千，但是属主人给他的称赞是一样的。
Even though one have 10,000, the other have 4,000, yet God encouraged all of them.
那么神主看重什么？看重忠心。
God wants us our faithfulness.
又忠心又良善。
Your faithful and good servant.
忠心就是良善。
Faithfulness is good.
神看什么是良善呢？
What is good?
神看良善就是忠心不忠心。
In God's eyes, what is good is whether you're faithful to Him or not.
忠心是良善的标准。
And therefore, faithfulness is the measurement of goodness.
神没有看你赚多少。
God didn't see how much you multiply.
神没有看你做多少。
God didn't see how much you work.
神看你所交给你那一点点东西，你忠心不忠心。
God to see whether you are faithful or not, whatever God gives you this.
今天神给我们不同的恩赐。
Everyone has different talents.
或者说，神不是给我们所有恩赐。
God did not give us all the gifts.
但是神也没有啊，对一个人一点恩赐都不给他的，没有。
But God did not give one person no talent at all.
圣灵不但赐给我们生命。
Not only Holy Spirit gave us life,
圣灵也给我们恩赐。
Holy Spirit gave us gifts.
神给我什么恩赐，我就按照神给我恩赐去侍奉主。
Whatever the gift the Holy Spirit gives us, we just faithfully use these gifts for the glory of God.
虽然神给的恩赐那么少。
Even though sometimes our gift is very small.
我也不能说方言，我也不能够医病赶鬼。
I cannot speak in tongues. I don't have the healing power of God.
但是神给我爱心的恩赐，有信心的恩赐，有祷告的恩赐。
But God gives me the gift of prayer, the gift of faith, and the gift of compassion, love.
神给我们那些恩赐，就是要我们按着那恩赐是侍奉主。
And God gives us this kind of gift, and wants us to use our gift to glorify God.
我们不要浪费神给我们恩赐。
Let us not squander and waste our talent.
若是我们浪费神的恩赐，就好像那一千的把钱埋起来。
If we waste our time, our talent, we're just like that foolish servant buried the talent in the ground.
因此，弟兄姊妹。
Beloved,
在神的家里面
in God's house,
要好好地运用主所给你的恩赐
we must use whatever God gives us the talent to the fullest
千千万万不要把你的恩赐埋没起来
never hide your talent from everybody, from God
为了这个缘故所以今天的教会里面没有闲杂人
so therefore that the church will not have so much chaos
今天我们看见教会许多闲杂人了
we can see so many people in the church who really don't belong here.
袖手旁观。
They just sitting there nicely, look around.
那闲杂人就是。
Does not want anybody to waste his talent. Therefore, God gives everybody a talent.
神给你什么恩赐，你自己知道。
You know very well what kind of talent God gives you.
如果今天神，你觉得神没有给你恩赐，你可求恩赐。
If you think you don't have talent, you can ask God to give you talent.
神所给你的，忠心去做。
Whatever God gives you, the gift, you do it faithfully.
你一天我们要在神的台前。
Because one day we must stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们面临主耶稣基督。
And we'll be face to face with Christ.
那位救我们的主，就是要审判我们的主。
And the one who saved us will judge us.
主耶稣永远不存情面的。
You know, at that time, there's nothing you can do behind the back door.
他们一看，哦，原来你是牧师，好吧，稍微放松一点吧。没有，不会，不会。
He will not say, oh, you're a pastor, so oh, I'll let you go over a little easy.
哦，你是大船，大布道家，哦，那么稍微应付一下就好了。没有。
Oh, you're the big evangelist, so oh, I'll just let you go easy.
主从来不存人情，主在世界上的时候不存人情，在他的审判来讲一样不存人情。
When he was living, he did not do anything in vain. And when he judged us, he will not give us an easy way.
金银宝石就金银宝石，草木何见草木何见，一点都不让步的。
Gold, silver, costly stone is gold, silver, costly stone. Wood, hay, straw is wood, hay, and straw. There's nothing you can hide.
弟兄姊妹
Beloved,
我们要预备迎见主。
We must prepare ourselves to meet our Lord.
我们要了解。我们迎见主，就是我们面临审判的时候。
You know, when you prepare to meet your Lord, it's when you prepare the judgment.
工作审判。
The judgment of our works.
还有一样，要审判。
Another thing he wants to judge us.
就是我们的生活。
Our life.
我们的言语。
Our words.
我们的行为。
Our actions.
我们一举一动。
Every action of us.
我们待人接物。
How we treat other people.
这一切都要清清楚楚地显露出来。
All these will be very clearly displayed before the judgment seat.
保罗他知道。
Paul knew about this.
因此在神面前祷告。
He prayed before God.
在神面前立志。
And he made a decision.
保罗立志也成为我们的立志啊。
And I hope that Paul's decision will be our decision.
在哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians the fifth chapter.
哥林多后书第五章第九第十两节。
Ninth and tenth verse.
哥林多后书第五章在我的圣经新约圣经是251面。
In my Bible is 1,240 page.
哥林多后书第五章第九节是保罗的立志。
And he made this decision. Second Corinthians fifth chapter ninth verse.
他说：“所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。”
So when we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
为什么呢
？Why?
底下他解释了。
And he explained it.
第十节说：“因为我们众人都要在基督台前显露出来，叫众人按着本身所行的或善和恶受报。”
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
很清楚吧
？Very clear.
保罗说，无论是生着，无论是活着，无论是死了
，whether we are at home in body or away from it.
要住在身内，就是表明还活着。
When we live at home, that means we're alive.
就离开身外，是表明死掉。
Out of body, away from body, when we die.
他意思无论是生，无论是死，我都立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Whether we live, whether we die, I make a decision. I wanted to have a goal to please God.
那不是工作的问题。
It is not the problem of work.
那是生活的问题。
It is the problem of our everyday.
他说：“我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的。”
So we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due to him for the things we have done.
我们所行，我们的行为。
So it's for the things we have done in this world.
或善和恶受报。
Whether good or bad.
保罗知道我们都要在基督台前显露。
That Paul knew that every one of us, everything will be displayed before the judgment seat of Christ.
主耶稣曾讲过，我们一句话，每一句话都要供出来。
And Paul also said, everything we say, we will say it before the judgment seat of Christ.
以往我们不晓得神怎么能够了解我们一生所行所做的呢？
Before we don't know how God can know whatever we say.
到底神主要是用什么方法记得我的康世庆一生所讲的话？
How can God know the Pastor Kang all the things he has said in all his life?
我在房间里面所讲的话，在客厅所讲的话，在厨房所讲的话，在公共场所讲，他怎么能够一句每一句供出来呢？
How can he know what we say in the bedroom, in the public place, or in the kitchen, in the office? How does he know?
我们想不通啊。
We do not know.
现在我们想通了。
Now we know.
那录音机在哪里？
The recording.
人的办法把人的话一句句的都能够录出来供出来。
Everything was recorded.
那水门的案，那个事情怎么发生的呢？
What about Watergate?
还不是录音机吗？
Because of the tape recording.
人都能够把人的话一句句供出来，难道神不能吗？
That in this age we can really record everything we say. You mean God cannot do it?
所以科学的进步也帮助我们了解真理。
So therefore the advancement of science would help us to know the truth.
所以真正的科学和信仰是不冲突的。
So true science and the truth of the Bible teaching never really have any conflict.
我们在主面前，我们所讲的每一句话，所做的每一件事
，everything we say, everything we do，
我们所走的每一条道路
，every way we walk，
我们一生的一举一动，好像那个电影一样，一幕一幕的出来了。你看，你看，你看。
And everything will be recorded just like a videotape we can see before us。
当我站在主的面前的时候，主要把我的一生。
So before we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, everything will be played before us.
我没办法否认。
We cannot deny it.
我就低下头来是主啊，是是是。
All we can see, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
没有分辨的余地。
You cannot argue.
我们怎么样能够信是向这个审判夸胜呢？
How can we overcome this judgment?
我们要向审判夸胜一个办法。
There is one way.
就是我们的生活讨主的喜悦。
Therefore, our life should be pleasing.
我们的言语行为讨主的喜悦。
Whatever we say, whatever we do, we please God.
我们的各种胸膛，主啊，你审判吧。
Then we can hit our chest and say, "Come and judge me, Lord."
我的生活，我的行为可以向审判夸胜。
I can overcome my life, my work before God.
当时到时不会有什么陪审员的，不会。
I don't think there's any juries around.
主的审判很公道。
And God is strictly fair.
除非我自己的生活，我自己的工作可以有胆量站在主面前，昂起头来，主啊，你审判吧。
And unless our work, our life, we can lift up our heads, say, Lord, judge me.
主审判之后，然后把火出来了。
And the fire will come.
被烧掉，哎呀，这是一点得救还是死会死
？And everything will be burned, even though burned, but we are saved.
还有一节圣经很重要的，是在希伯来书第六章。
And it's very important verse in Book of Hebrews, sixth chapter.
这个也是跟生命有关系的。
And it's very important to our lives.
这一段圣经往往被解经家有不同的解释。
And many of the scholars have different interpretations.
也可以说是希伯来书的一个难题之一。
And also, it's the difficult verse of Hebrews.
有的人根据这段圣经说，一次得救不能永远得救。
And some people will say that once you're saved, you cannot be saved again, like the Armenians.
有的根据圣经说，这一个圣经说，一次得救永远得救。
Some will say once you're saved, you're saved forever, like the Calvinists.
都是根据这段圣经啊。
From this verse.
那我们我们念念看啊。
Let's read.
希伯来书第六章，我们从第四中第四节念到第八节。
From fourth to the eighth verse.
这一说论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
It says it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age.
若是离弃真道理，就不能叫他重生懊悔了，因为他们把神儿子重钉十字架，灵灵的羞辱他。
If they fall away to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
我们注意第七节讲那个比喻。
And let's pay attention to the seventh verse for the parable.
然后看第八节的结果。
And let's see see the results in the 8th verse.
这个比喻说，就如一块田地赐给了女赐下的雨水，生长菜蔬和乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。若经济有积余，必被会取，尽欲做主，借橘子焚烧。
Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it and that produce a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed receive the blessing of God. But the land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned.
有人根据最后一句话说，尽欲做主，借其焚烧，那不得救。
So a lot of people say, well, if you're burned, if you're thistles and you're thorns, then you're not saved.
真的吗？
Is it true?
这样的人好像一块田地。
This kind of people just like a piece of ground.
然后在这块田地上面长两样东西，或者长菜蔬，或者长经济的基犁。
And there are two crops. One is a crop useful to those, and another is thistles and thorns.
如果长了菜蔬哦，这和经耕种人的用处。
So if you have a crop, then it's a beneficial to the people who plant it.
若是长出经济基犁来，就要被焚烧。
But if you have thorns and thistles, you will be burned.
请问各位，这个焚烧是焚烧什么？
And let me ask you a question. What is going to be burned?
是焚烧田地呢？还是焚烧荆棘基犁呢？
Is it going to be burned in ground? Or is it going to be burned the thorns and thistles?
一个肯定的答案是焚烧荆棘基犁，对吧？
The certainty of the answer is, the correct answer is to burn the thorns and thistles, not the ground.
尽意做主，尽意做主，尽意做主。
It's in danger of being cursed.
结局是焚烧。
In the end, it will be burned.
什么焚烧呢？
What is going to be burned?
用火焚烧。
Use fire to burn.
什么火呢？
What kind of fire?
是不是硫磺火、污的火？
Is the fire of the brimstone?
当然不是了。
No.
是哥林多前书第三章那个试验的火。
It is the fire of testing of the Corinthians third chapter we have just read.
我们看见神用火试验工作。
We can see God used a fire to test the work.
同样，神用火试验生活。
By the same token, God used fire to test our lives.
你用到底你是掌握菜蔬，合乎耕种人用处，合乎神所喜欢的呢？
Whether you have a crop which is useful to those whom farm it, or you have thistle and thorn,
或者你长着荆棘基犁来而被焚烧呢？
Or you have thistles and thorn that will be burned.
不被焚烧的是存留的场次。
And if you're not be burned, then you'll be useful. You survive.
被焚烧的就是受亏损。
And if you be burned, then you suffer loss.
那个受亏损，这里是禁欲做主。
And in here is in danger of being cursed.
得救人很可怜。
You are saved, but a very pitiful situation.
你试想看看。
Now, just to try to use your imagination.
如果今天一个房子火烧了。
Today, a house is burned down.
我在那个房子里面。
I'm in the house.
被这个试炼的火包围了。
And the whole fire surrounds me.
结果我拼命地找方法来把从那个房子出来。
And I tried every exit to come out.
结果我冲出来了。
Yes, I dashed out.
我还活着。
I'm alive.
但是不像我了。
But it doesn't look like me.
衣服没有了。
Because my clothes will be
all burned. 头发都光了。
And my hair will be burned.
眉毛也没有了。
And I don't have my eyebrows.
这个眼睛鼻孔都乱七八糟了。
And all my eyes and everything will be twisted.
我还活着。
I'm still alive.
我得救了。
Yes, I'm saved.
但是个样子。
But I'm a mess.
哦，那就是这个样子。
This is what it is. A mess.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意像这样子吗？
Can you imagine this?
面目全非。
It's a different face.
你希望了吗？
Do you want to have this kind of situation?
若是我们是长住荆棘基犁，若是我们是草木禾秸，就是这个样子。
But if we have thorns and thistles growing in our ground, if we build our work with wood, hay, and stubble, we will be like that.
还是我们要去尝试戴上冠冕，荣荣耀耀的再得救。
Or we have a choice that we will have this reward as a crown and see our God in glory without blemish.
得救是得救了。
Yes, we are saved.
但是得救的结果有不同的光景。
But the end result is different.
这一切根据什么呢？
What is the proof from the Bible?
这一切根据我们今生的历史。
All of this based on how we live our life today.
这一切是根据我们还没进棺材以前的表现。
This all depends on the section of time that God gives us as we live on this earth.
这一切是根据我们在没有改变之前所行所做的。
And this is all depends on this time before we change in the mid-air.
就是今天的日子。
Today is the day.
就是现在。
Right now.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
现在。
Right now.
预备你自己。
Prepare yourself.
预备我自己。
Prepare myself.
我们坦然无惧见主的面。
So we can come to see God with confidence.
我们可以站在基督台前。
We can stand at the judgment seat of Christ.
我们能够向审判夸胜。
We can overcome the judgment.
我们可以藐视那个试探的火，试验的火。
We can despise the fire of judgment.
那个火对我毫无用处。
The fire cannot touch me.
那个火从来不会伤害我。
Because the fire cannot burn me.
因为我是金银宝石做的。
Because I have built my things on gold and silver and precious stones.
因为我长得是菜树。
Because I have a crop.
弟兄姊妹，就是今天的日子。
Beloved, today is the day.
今天是拯救的日子。
Today is the day of salvation.
但是是应纳的时候。
This is the day of acceptance.
是应纳的时候。
This is the day of acceptance.
是我们蒙应纳的时候。
This is the day God wants to accept us.
我们把握今生的这个机会。
We must grasp this chance today.
我们不知道我们还有多少时间，我们不晓得。
We don't know how long we have in this earth today.
到底万一天还有两天，多少时间，我不晓得。
How long can we live? One day, two days, we never know. Nobody knows.
我为什么不把握这个最后的机会？
We must have this last chance.
我好好的预备我自己呢。
We must prepare ourselves.
金银宝石。
Gold, silver, and precious stones.
长出菜蔬。
And a crop useful to the farmers.
讨神的喜悦。
And after God's heart, after God's delight.
神家的审判。
In the judgment in God's family.
我很快把底下一件讲讲。神的家审判之后，我们看见要普世人的审判。
And after the judgment of the family of God will come the judgment of all nations.
请各位看。
Let us read the Bible.
就是刚才讲的彼得前后书前书第四章第十七节的后面。
And let us read to 1 Peter 4th chapter.
那里说审判从神的家起手。
It says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God."
底下说，我若从我们起手，那不信从福音的人有什么结局呢？
And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
我们在空中受审判。
We are in judgment seat before Christ in the mid-air.
到底审判多久呢？
You know how long?
那根据单以书第九章告诉我们说，那有七年的功夫。
According to the book of Daniel, we'll be in the mid-air for 7 years.
那有七十个七。
They have a 77.
那个六十九个七已经过去了，成为历史了。
And 69-7 has already passed.
还有最后一个七。
The last seven.
这个七就是基耶稣降临来提把教会提到空中那个时间，七年的功夫。
And this seven represents the time when Jesus come to the earth, raptured the church, and will be in the mid air for 7 years.
主耶稣用七年的功夫要审判所有的教会，所有的信徒。
And God is going to judge all the believers.
然后就在天上有一个空中有一个羔羊的婚姻筵席。
And then we'll have a wedding feast.
那个在启示录第十九章讲的。
And this was recorded in the book of Revelation 19th chapter.
这个羔羊的婚姻筵席呢，就是说教会受审判之后被洁净了，然后跟基督结成了夫妇。
And this is after the judgment, the church is purified. Then we have the wedding feast with the bridegroom and bride, being bridegroom to Christ. Bride is the church.
所以今天教会并不是基督的妻子啊，不是。
You know, today's church is not really the bride of.
我们还没到地步。
We have not reached that yet.
我们现在不过是个许配给基督的童女而已。
We're just like a virgin waiting for the bridegroom.
我们现在跟基督的关系不过是定了婚的一个关系。
We are in the engagement period.
是圣洁的童女。
Yeah, we are like the virgin.
所以教会应该过圣洁的生活。
Therefore, the church should have a holy life.
什么时候成婚呢？
When are we going to be married?
经过七年审判之后。
After 7 years of judgment.
在那里有羔羊的婚姻筵席。
And there will have the feast of the Lamb.
那哈利路亚在那里声音从哪里出来的？
And hallelujah will be singing there.
哈利路亚是在启示录第十九章讲的哈利路亚。
在唱哈利路亚。
And in Book of Revelation, Hallelujah was mentioned several times.
哈利路亚就是在这个婚姻的筵席那里所唱的诗歌。
And this is the song we're going to sing in the wedding feast.
基督跟教会结合。
And Jesus will be united with His church.
那么教会就成了基督的妻子。
And the church will be the bride of the Jesus.
那么耶稣基督带着他的心腹就来到了地上。
And Jesus Christ brings His bride, and they will come to this earth.
坐在宝座上。
And sitting on the white throne.
然后列国的人都来了。
And all the nations shall be judged.
我们看看这个马太福音第二十五章。
Book of Matthew 25th chapter.
马太福音二十五章第三十一节。
31st verse.
这一段圣经比较长，不过我念第一节第三十一、三十二两节好了。
31st and 32nd verse.
马太福音二十五章第三十一节说：“当人子在他荣耀里同坐众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。”然后万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别开出来，好像牧人得分别绵羊山羊一般。
When the Son of Man comes in the glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
这一座审判是千禧年前的审判。
This kind of judgment is before the judgment of millennium.
主耶稣带着众世的，就是众圣徒来到地上，要建立千禧年国。
And Jesus brings all the saints come to this world to build the kingdom of millennium.
那个千禧年国没有建立之前
，before the establishment of a millennium，
主耶稣要跟教会、跟那心腹坐在宝座上。
And Jesus will be sitting with his bride on the white throne.
然后全世界人要来了。
And the whole world will come.
英国的、美国的、苏联人、中国人都来了。
And from England, from America, from Russia, from China.
很要紧，德国人哦。
Very important, the Germans.
很重要是苏联人。
It's very important, the Russians.
因为这里的分别绵羊山羊是分别他们对他们小子的那个态度如何而分别的。
And he will separate the sheep from the goats.
啊，注意这一段圣经，这段圣经很重要，因为我们常常解经把这种弄错了。
And a lot of times we interpret wrong this Bible, this verse.
这段圣经不是指信徒分别信徒的绵羊山羊。
Pay attention. When he separates the sheep from goats, does not mean unbelievers and believers, or Christians and non-Christians.
我曾经听见人讲到说，这个是分开信徒有绵羊山羊，那错了。
And I have heard that the people preach that there are difference between Christians and non-Christians. It's wrong.
教会已经受审判，已经跟基督已经结合了，已经坐在宝座上了。
The church has already come through the judgment. They have already sit on the throne with Christ.
那是我们是做审判者。
We are the judges.
不是受审判的。
We will be judges. And
我们受审判的空中受审判。
And when we will be judged, it's in the mid air.
受完审判，我们成为审判者。
And after we're judged, we'll be the judges.
我们坐在宝座上。
And we sit on the throne.
万国的人来。
All the nation's people.
那么神主耶稣要把它分开哦，绵羊一边，山羊一边。
And so Jesus is going to separate them. Sheep on one side, goats on the other side.
他们耶稣跟他讲了这些事，他说我们哪里有做这些事呢
？And Jesus said to them, He said, How can this be?
我们注意第四十节。
40th verse.
王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既然坐在我这弟兄中，一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。”
The king will reply, I tell you this the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
谁是耶稣最小的一个弟兄呢？
Who is the smallest brother of Jesus Christ?
耶稣是从犹太出来的。
Jesus is from the Jewish nation.
那意思你怎么对待犹太人呢？
It's how you treat the Jewish people.
你们坐在我弟兄中最小一个，就坐在我的身上。
Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do it to me.
第一次世界大战，德国人用那么大毒辣的手段杀了600多万的犹太人。
And the Second World War, that the Germans killed 6 million Jews.
现在受审判了。
They will be judged. They will be judged.
主耶稣要把世人分别出来，绵羊、山羊。
and Jesus will separate the goats from the sheep.
难道把这山羊就说好，你们往永刑里面去吧？
Does he mean that the goats will go into eternal condemnation?
然后对绵羊说，好，你们进到千禧年国里面去吧。
And he'll say to the sheep, you're going to the kingdom of millennium.
请各位注意在四十六节这句话。
46 verse.
这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteousness to eternal life.
那个永生不是说信他的不至灭亡，反正永生那个永生。
In here, the eternal life does not mean that who believes in Christ should not perish but have eternal life. It does not mean that.
因为这些都不是信徒。
Because all these are not believers.
都是不信的。
They are not believers.
他们怎么得永生呢？
How can they have eternal life?
这个永生意思呢，也是他们可以享受千禧天国里面的那个福气、那个好处。
That means those people can enter to the kingdom of millennium, but does not mean the eternal life in John 3:16.
所以当主耶稣在了第二个阶段建立千禧年国之前，他要把世人分开，把那些绵羊都消灭，然后让山羊进到千禧年国去做公民。
So therefore he would destroy the sheep and then the goats will be ushered into the millennium.
所以将来千禧年国耶稣与教会一同作王。
So therefore in the kingdom of a millennium Jesus will rule with the church.
那是在启示录第二十章所讲的。
This was recorded in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter.
我们要与耶稣一同作王一千年。
We will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那个教会与耶稣一同作王一千年，作王，王位的也王后的地位。
So therefore, the church will be like queen and reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那我们管谁呢
？How are we going to rule? Who are we going to rule?
我们管那一些绵羊，那一些百姓。
And we really
绵羊那一些人。
Okay, then we made a mistake. It was ushered the sheep to the millennium.
那些绵羊进到千禧年国去做国民。
Yes, we made a mistake on the goats. It's sheep. Then we will be judging and rule over the sheep.
那么以色列做什么
？So what about the Israelites? What do they do?
以色列人就做祭司。
And the Israelites will be priests.
他要担当祭司的职分。
They will have the responsibility as a priest.
来教导这些列国人来敬拜上帝。
And to teach all these people to worship God.
那启示第一章所讲的。
That's what the Revelation, the first chapter.
这个整个的国家。
The whole nation.
耶稣基督作王。
Jesus Christ is the King.
教会与耶稣一同作王。
And the church will rule with Christ.
然后这些绵羊就是公民。
And all these sheep would be the.
那么以色列人做祭司。
And the Israelites will be priests.
那么魔鬼便被捆绑在无底坑里面。
And the Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
千禧年国里面，就今天早上我们看的那个以赛亚书第四一章的光景。
And in that condition is like what we read in Isaiah this morning.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那出现。
That will come.
所以这个审判，第一个审判是千禧年前的审判。
So the first judgment is the judgment before the kingdom of millennium.
这个审判之后就用建立千禧年国。
Then after the judgment, we'll establish the kingdom of millennium.
那一千年完了之后，我们看见另外一个审判。
Then after the millennium comes the final judgment.
那是白色大宝座的审判。
That will be the white throne.
我们看看启示录第二第二十章。
Let's read Revelation the 20th chapter.
启示录第二十章第十一节。
11th verse.
那接着圣经我们一同念好吧。
Shall we read it together?
从第一节念完第十四节，第十五节。
From first to the 15th verse.
这是人类最后的结局。
This is the final.End of human race.
374年。
Mine is 1,339 pages.
启示录二十章第十一节。
Book of Revelation 20 chapter 11th verse.
我们一同念。我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都倒闭，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人了，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。 他们都照个人所行的受审判，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里，是第二次的死。
This is the second death.
千禧年过了之后。
After the kingdom of millennium.
魔鬼要被释放出来。
And the Satan will be released temporarily from the.
撒旦要在迷惑普天下的人。
And he will cause chaos to the people.
他们要再次的反对神。
And once again they will rebel against God.
他们再次对付神的儿女。
And once again, they will deal with God's children.
就当时的以色列人。
And at that time is the Israelites.
他们要包围着蒙爱的城。
And they are going to surround the Jerusalem.
他们对付神的选民。
And they are going to treat the God's people.
最后，世界最一个大战出来呀。
And then we'll have the Armageddon.
然后白色大宝座出来。
Then the white throne.
所有的死人都出来。
And all the people will come.
海交出其中的死人来。
The sea will give up its dead.
死亡阴间交出其中的死人来。
And the Hades gave up the dead.
这是第二次的复活。
This is the second resurrection.
第二次的复活就要遭遇第二次的死。
The second resurrection will face the second death.
这一切人要被扔在火里面。
And all these people will be cast to the lake of fire if their name is not on the book of life.
他们可能要向神抗议啊。
Maybe they want to argue with God.
为什么把我放在那个阴间的那个无底坑里面，那个火里面去呢？
Why are you going to throw me to the lake of fire?
神要告诉你，那你找找看。
God will say, you look for it.
神把那个生命册展开。
And God opened up the book of life.
你找找看。
Look at it.
有没有你的名字？
Find it. Is your name on it?
没有你的名字。
If your name is not on it,
所以你要被扔在火湖里面去了。
Therefore, you will be cast to the lake of fire.
所以这里有个生命册展开。
So the book of life will be opened.
这个生命册展开乃是证明，神的公义。
The opening of the book of life to show God's judgment, God's righteousness.
神这样对付他们不是没有理由的。
God treat them is not without result, without reason.
因为他们的名字没有记在生命册上。
Because their name is not recorded on the book of life.
他们的份就是那个永远的沉沦。
And they will be have eternal destruction.
他们的份就是那个硫磺的火炉。
And they will be cast into the fire of lake.
你没办法在神面前抗议。
You cannot rebel that time. You cannot argue.
有人说为什么那个要生命册呢？
Then people say, why should have we have the book of life?
那你审判那些不信的为什么需要生命册呢？
Why should we have the book of life if we're going to judge the unbelievers?
神要用生命册来证明他的审判是公义的。
Because God wants to use the book of life to see that his judgment is fair.
所以这里我们看见两种的册，一种是案卷。
So we can see there are two things. One is the book of life.
一个是生命册，一个是案卷。
And another one is the book.
生命册乃是证明他们遭遇那个，是因为他们的名字没有生命册上。
And the other book because recorded it because their name is not recorded.
那是案卷，来记载他们所行所做的。
And to record and that have recorded all the things that they have done.
所以生命册是一卷，但是案卷许许多多。
You know that only one book of life, but there are books recorded all the things they have done.
每一个人有案卷。
Everyone has a recorded book.
要按着他们所行的。
To record what they have done.
受审判。
To be judged.
他们的生命册没有他们的份。
Because their name is not on the book of life.
所以他们的份是第二次的死。
So therefore they have second death.
然后我们看见新天新地降临下来了。
Then the new heaven and new earth.
第二十一章就新天新地下来了。
And the 21st verse, the new heaven and new earth.
那就是我们所说天堂。
Then this is what we call.
所以我们说人死了上天堂。
So we say when we die we go to heaven.
没那么快。
Not that fast.
我们不要想我们死了马上上天堂啊。
Don't think when you die you go to heaven immediately.
我们死了在乐园里面，与主一同在乐园里面。
When we die we're in paradise with Christ.
我们要进天堂是所有的一起进天堂的。
When we enter heaven we all go together.
到乐园时间不同。
When we go to paradise, at different times.
但是进天堂是同时进去的。
But when we go to heaven, we all go together.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace God has given us.
我们进到心灵心里面去，也享受永永远远的无穷尽的年日。
And we go to the new heaven and new earth and we'll enjoy God forever.
所以我说一个人的生命有起点没有终点。
You know that in our life we have a beginning but we have no end.
我们有生命的起点但是没有生命的终点。
We have the beginning of life yet we do not have the end of life.
有人说人死了就像灯熄灭一样，那是错误的思想。
People say when we die, just like a light goes out, it's very wrong.
若是人死了像灯熄灭一样，我们比狗比猫还不如。
If we die like the light go out, then we're like cats and dogs, not even like them.
人的生命有起点，没有终点的。
You know our life has a beginning, but we have no end.
我们整个的生命经过这三个阶段。
We have three sections of our lives.
我们在母亲祖父里面是个一样的，大家一样的。
In our mother's womb, everybody has 9-10 months. It's the same.
我们经过生儿童母腹里面到这世界里面来。
And after our mother gave our birth to us, we come to this world.
所以从第一个阶段到第二个阶段是经过生。
So from first to the second segment is from birth.
但是我们从第二个阶段，这个是今世，一直到来世来世，那经过死的阶段，经过死。
And from our life to the death, then we'll have this coming life.
那是永远远的。
It's
所以我们有十个月的母腹怀在 母胎怀孕的时候，然后有几十年或者几个一段时间在今生，然后永永远远的来世。
And you know that we have 10 months in our mother's womb, then we have a section of our life in this world. It's different, maybe 50, 60, 70 years. Then it's eternal, either destruction or eternal life.
人死了不是完了。
You know when men die, it's not the end.
是一个过程。
To die is a process.
好像生是过程一样。
Just like to live or to be born, it's a process.
我们记得生从第一个阶段到第二个阶段。
When we born from first to the second point.
我们经过死从第二个阶段到第三个阶段。
And to die is from the second to the third phase.
没有完。
No.
永生是永远。
Eternal life is eternal.
灭亡也是永远。
Eternal condemnation.
灭亡不是完了。
Eternal condemnation is not the end.
灭亡乃是永远受那个硫磺火湖的痛苦。
It is the suffering in the brimstone, in the lake of fire forever.
那叫地狱。
It's in hell.
那是地狱。
This will be hell.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reality of our lives.
因为预备好你自己。
Are you prepared to meet your Lord?
你是到新天新地的永生里面去，回到流亡火湖的永死里面去。
Are you going to eternal life? Or are you going to the lake of fire?
永生，你的信靠耶稣基督永生。
You believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
我再问你，信了主没有
？I ask once again, are you a believer?
你得救了没有
？Are you saved?
现在就是拯救的日子。
Now is the time for you to make a decision.
把握今天机会。
Today is your chance.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
若是你今天已经清楚你是蒙恩得救的基督徒。
If you are clear today that you are saved Christian, you have accepted Christ as your personal savior.
好吗？请你站起来。
Please stand up.
你说我已经有把握，我重生得救了。
You say that I have certainty that I'm saved. I'm a child of God.
我知道我信了耶稣。
I know that I believe in Christ.
我已经得救了。
I am saved.
我有永生的把握在我里面。
I have a certainty of my eternal life.
你站起来。
Stand up.
预先做见证。
To witness for our Lord.
我们感谢主。
Praise God.
我们差不多都是已经信了主。
Most of us are Christians.
我们都已经蒙了主的恩典。
We have already have tasted.
我们有重生的把握。
We have the certainty of eternal life.
这么多的弟兄姊妹。
We have so many brothers and sisters.
我们都能够有永生的盼望。
We have a hope for eternal life.
我们一起的搭进永远的国度里面去。
We will enter the kingdom together.
我们感谢主。
Praise God.
让我们中间还有。
But in us there are people.
你没把握。
You don't have such a certainty.
好吗？你开始祷告。
Why don't you start to pray?
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
我需要永生。
I need eternal life.
我知道你能够拯救我。
I know you can save me.
我们不是靠自己的行为。
I don't rely on my own behavior or actions.
我们只有一条路。
I only have one way.
就是接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
To personal savior.
主耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血是为你流的。
Jesus shed the blood for you.
他要洁净你的罪。
He wants to wash away your sin.
他要赦免你一切的罪。
He wants to wash away all your sin.
他要赐给你永生。
He wants to give you eternal life.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing to accept this life?
如果你愿意的话，
If you are willing,
你现在祷告。
You pray.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus,
我是个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
罪的结局是死亡。
The end, the wage of sin is death.
但是我感谢你。
But I thank you.
你已经为我死了。
You died for me.
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主。
I want to accept you as my personal savior.
你这样祷告。
You pray this way.
神的话应许我们。
God's word promises us.
凡呼求主名的就必得救。
Call on the name of God, you'll be saved.
你向神祷告。
You pray for God.
然后把你的心打开。
Then open up your heart.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主。
I want to accept you as my personal savior.
就得救。
Then you'll be saved.
就得救。
You will be saved.
得救是历史得救的。
Instantly, you are saved.
这是一个很有把握的。
You have a certainty and assurance.
神的话是何等的信实。
God's word is faithful.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
如果你这样祷告。
If you pray this way.
好吧，请你站起来。
Then you can stand also.
现在是拯救的时候。
Thank God, praise God. Now is the time.
也没有。
Anyone else?
愿意接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
You want to accept Christ as your personal savior.
承受永远的生命。
You have eternal life.
好吗？你站起来。
Then you can stand up.
跟我们一样的，
like,
站立在主的面前。
Like us, stand before God.
把荣耀归给主。
Give glory to God.
有没有？还有没有
？Anyone else?
很简单。
Very simple.
一个祷告，
one prayer,
一个心意，
one heart,
你得到了永远的生命。
You have eternal life.
为什么你不要？
Why you don't want it?
有没有？
Anyone else?
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这一班你所爱的孩子们。
We are the children you love.
我们都一起站立在主的面前。
We stand before you.
我们要高举我们的手，把一切荣耀都归给你。
We want to lift our hands.Give you all the glory.
我们知道你要再来。
We know that you will come again.
当你来的时候，我们可以迎接你。
When you come, we prepare to see you.
主，我们要面临这个审判。
We will face this judgment.
但主，我们感谢你。
But God, we thank you.
已经教导了我们。
You already teach us.
主，我们知道如何的用金银宝石建造我们的工作。
To let us know how to build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
主啊，你告诉我们，叫我们怎么忠心的，你所托付给我们的。
And to be faithful for what you have given us.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够体贴你的心意。
Let us know your heart.
让我们像保罗一样，能够立定志向，要得主的喜悦。
Let us.Become like Paul, he would have made a decision to have God's heart.
求主管理我们的舌头。
May God rule over our tongue.
叫我们的言语能够合乎你的心意。
Let us words be glorified to you.
主啊，求你管理我们的手，我们的脚。
Lord, rule over our hands, our feet.
叫我们所行所做的讨你的喜悦。
So whatever we do, we say will be after your own heart.
我们有一天要向审判夸胜。
Because one day we will overcome judgment.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and we thank God.
把荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
把一切荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
魔鬼蒙羞辱。
Satan will have no place.
我的基督的荣耀。
God will be glorified.
Hallelujah.
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 赞美主。
Praise God.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name.
一切荣耀归你。奉主的名祷告。
Give all the glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
请坐。